Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and you are listening to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And we are the members of the National Association of Black Women in Construction and the International Mastermind Association. Please join us every Saturday morning on this show. And for now, we're going to start with the commercial, and please continue to listen. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we're back. We've already opened the show, and we have this one, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. I think it's important that we introduce the Black women of construction. You've heard the NABWIC, you've seen NABWIC. NABWIC is on the internet, it's on Blog Talk, it's on almost every national workshop regarding construction and bringing women into the construction field and construction type businesses. So I think it's worthy that we actually have someone talk to us for just a second and introduce NABWIC, because we have so many people coming on the line to talk and to listen. I think it's important that we spend just a few seconds talking about what NABWIC is. Neil, if you're on the line, would you please come on and talk to us about NABWIC? Anne or Yvonne?
My apologies, Sharon. Just had to open my line. Forgive me. Thank you so very much, and good morning to the NABWIC IMA Blog Talk Radio Show. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and our focus is to encourage young black girls, in particular because we are black women, and we were once black girls, but all girls in general, but specifically young black girls, to study STEM and STEAM in construction, engineering, science, technology, math, and junior high school, college, young women, and, of course, older women like myself and some of my members of the organization on the line with us. But our focus is to help create a pipeline in the construction industry and really to help support each other as we look at starting and owning our business, but also, as a part of the show, the area of personal growth and development. because we are small does not mean we have to think small. And so the book Think and Grow Rich and what Napoleon Hill has done has helped support changing our mindset and how we see ourselves in the area of self-image and personal growth. So with that, Sharon, I'll turn it back over to you and Yvonne. Thank you.
Well, and that's great. Last week we talked about, we started off Think and Grow Rich talking about the introduction, thinking about our faith, thinking about this creating status of our success mind consciousness. Several of the ladies of NABWIC talked to us about what they did to create, to magnetize their mind for success, to bring things to us. They gave us examples. They gave us, you know, what they did every day. But, you know, what we talked about, and what, just as we were finishing, we were talking about the fact that we are masters of our fate. There is a prophetic line saying, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Well, we as beings are masters of our fate because we have the power to control our thoughts. Our thoughts are our energy. Our thoughts can bring us things. Our thoughts make things magnetize, as Yvonne talked to us last week. And I believe Robin gave us examples of how she used it. So I think I'd like for us today to continue just for a second, about just for a few minutes before we enter into the first chapter on desire, about what we do on a daily basis to magnetize our mind. It's important that we be very careful about magnetizing our mind because, as it says in the introduction on page 21, these dominating thoughts, like magnets, attract to us the forces, the people, the circumstances of life, which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thought. So we have to determine what is going to be our dominating thought, whether it be positive or whether it be negative. Our mind makes no difference. So, if we would, I'd like someone to talk about the idea of magnetizing their thought. Anne has talked to us about, and I'm going to do this really fast, talk about NABWIC, and it's important to realize that being a woman in construction is not easy. So it is very important that you do things right, you do things forcefully in order to be a successful woman in construction. So, Robin, can I open your mic? And can you talk to us about magnetizing your mind? Last week you talked about us. You talked to us about how you became a force in construction and what you did to open to create yourself in business. Robin, are you there? Okay, maybe not Robin. Okay. The person with the last four numbers of 9320. I've opened your mic. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm not the 9320.
And I was talking about magnetizing your mind. I think you talked to us last week about what you did to propel yourself into the construction field.
Well, I wasn't on last week, but I can tell you what I did to
very good.
I actually had performed some work as an employee on construction projects. So I have completed some construction management courses, safety training, in order to be able to understand the business and building relationships and attending conferences and meeting people, like-minded people, to be able to understand how to how to navigate the business.
All right. We're having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, absolutely. A world of difference.
Okay. What I said is I had spent some time working on some projects in the construction industry as an employee, and when I branched out into the business, I took some time to take some construction business management courses and safety courses, and participated in industry events, joined NABWIC, and so that I would be in the company of like-minded individuals in the industry. So that has been beneficial for me.
Okay, that's excellent. Now let me ask you this. How did you, taking classes were excellent, but what was your definite goal? And how did you achieve your goals?
Well, my definite goal was to be able to become a business owner in the construction business, specifically to be able to do, as I think you heard Ann McMill speak earlier, to be able to use my industry experience, knowledge, and wisdom, primarily was in information technology, and then blending that with construction, to be able to assist, create a pipeline, and to be able to bring others that are coming behind me into the industry. So that's primarily my goal, is to be able to build a business and to have those individuals to mentor and participate so that we can pass the torch to that generation.
Oh, very good and very important, very important. The book, I'm going to go not into a different direction, but I want to start talking about desire. And what's important is that you had an idea, you have a thought, you followed up with classes, you followed up with information, and you fed your desire, and it became more of a desire, but it became a consciousness. It became what the book calls money consciousness. It became more than just a wish, because a wish will not bring riches. But desiring a goal, having a state, a specific purpose, with a state of mind, it becomes an obsession. And what's interesting with that, as long as you continue to acquire, the book says that it then becomes persistence, which is what you did, which does not recognize failure. Every one of the NABWIC women is so important is to realize that not recognizing failure is not an option. When you walk into that room with all these other men and all these other women trying to come up with the same project, trying to get the same project, failure is not an option. One of the ladies that is called on the line, or one of the ladies or men of NABWIC, I'd appreciate it if you would raise your hand, because I think it's important. I think this is Yvonne that has raised her hand to speak on the subject. Yvonne, I've opened up your mic. Yvonne, believe we're having
good morning.
Technical.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
can you hear me
I
now?
Can.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I can.
Get off of mute. The question was, how do we, when we go into the field with other people you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? That is always, as in anything, is because it's competition, so it's always a challenging situation. But once you desire to do something, that desire takes over your fear. Desire, to me, get rid of the fear, because now not only do you have the desire, but your desire is coming off of your definite plan, or your definite plan is coming off of your desire. So you have your mind focus of no matter who's in there, to get rid of the fear and eliminate anything competition. You say, it's just me. This is mine, and I'm going to get it. I've done that in several different arenas, in bidding on jobs. When I got the job and I got the RFP and I printed it out, from that minute I said I wanted that job, I set my desire on it, and I was like, okay, this is my contract. I'm going to win this contract. And I put it out there, and that was it. And I'm telling you, when it was the strongest at that moment, I won those contracts because I put that desire and I eliminated. I mean, I did my work. I didn't just say, okay, I'm going to get it, and that's it. I did my network and did my due diligence and, you know, filled out RFP correctly. And what it does, it makes you look at those bids in the sense that you make sure you don't miss anything, because a lot of times you lose because you miss the little things. So you pay attention more. When you have a desire to do something, that desire overtakes everything that you are, and it makes you, I'll use the word perfect in the sense that when you're doing stuff, you're striving for better, you're striving for excellence. So now you're doing things at a different level. That's what desire does. It takes you to another level in how you do things and how you approach things.
Thank you very much, because you started down the road. It's exactly where I was going. On page 28, it starts talking about the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into. Its financial equivalent consists of six definite practical actions. So while Yvonne was not reading page 28, she started talking about the different actions. And Yvonne, that's interesting. I don't want you to get off. I want you to think about it. I want you to come back, because I want you to respond to these. It says the six definite practical actions. It says, first, fix in your mind the exact amount of money that you desire. It's not sufficient to merely say, I want plenty of money. You have to say exactly how much you want. Yvonne said, I want that project. This project is going to bring me a certain amount of money. She fixed in her mind exactly the amount of money that she wanted. The second step is determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. She broke down exactly. She said, you can lose it on the little things. So she went through the contracts point by point and said, this is what I'm going to do. This is the people I have to meet with. This is exactly all of the things that I have to do to get this contract. Third is establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. For that one contract, she knew exactly when it had to be turned in. So she did exactly. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire, and then at once, whether you're ready or not, to put that plan into action. Fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. The name, the time limit for which it's acquisition, the state, what you intend to give in return for the money. Read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before you retire at night and before rising in the morning. As you read, see and feel, believe yourself already in possession of the money. You have to know that you possess it, and that was what Yvonne said. If you talk to Anne has her six steps written out in her plan. She has it memorized. She probably says it verbally when she drives to Miami in the morning, and when she brings it, when she drives back in the evening. But when she listens to her, it is exactly each one of these six steps. But that's a plan for life. You can put that plan in practice for a project, but you can also put it in plan for life. Another NABLE person, I see that Robin's hand is up again. I'm going to try and open your mic up again, Robin.
Are you there? I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I wanted to comment on that, the first step where it states that you need to fix in your mind the exact amount. I had to literally break it down. I said that I wanted to make $100,000 this year. So I had to literally break it down. I need to make $8,333 a month. I need to make $2,083 a week, and before I go to sleep at night, I need to make $297.61 in order to achieve my goal. So for me, it just really puts things in perspective, because if I wake up or go to sleep that night short, of course, I'm just off track. So for me, it puts everything in perspective. And as far as number two, where you have to determine exactly what you intend to give up in return for the desire, for me as well, I had to just things that I don't need, I can do without. So I don't go get my hair done every week and my nails done every week. I may skip a week or even have someone like my daughter do them for a reasonable price. But what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, really finding ways that I can give up certain things that I like, recreation, sleep. So these are all the things that I gave up in exchange for the money that I desire. So those are my comments, and thank you.
Well, I think that those are all building blocks, and thank you. You know, thank you for making those comments, because, you know, one of the things that we've found is that people need to understand specifics. They can hear generalities, and some people can actually put a plan in action at hearing a general statement. But other people need to hear specifics. I applaud you, Robin, for coming on and talking about that. That was important, because it shows people exactly what they need to do day by day, moment by moment, to achieve the six steps. If you don't have your first step right, that means your second step is going to be weak, and your third step can almost be impossible. So if you start right, you end right. If you start wrong, almost always you end wrong. All righty. The book says that money consciousness ever accumulates great riches. Money consciousness means that the mind has become so thoroughly saturated with the desire for money that one can see oneself already in possession of it. We've heard Yvonne talk about when she sees a contract, she goes after it. She puts it out there, and she goes straight forward. So she sees it. We've heard Robin talk about exactly what she does day by day. She knows exactly how much money she's got to achieve to get her money or her financial goal by the end of the day, by the end of the year. So it is important. They have been so magnetized their mind with money consciousness. Now we have to realize we're saying money, but it's success consciousness, whatever that success is for you. Remember, one of the things that the introduction says that we set goals in all areas of our lives, so we live a balanced life. It's not good to be out of balance. The book says, for them, being successful is being not only the steps of essential for accumulation of money, but necessary for the attainment of any definite goal. So the same definite goal that Robin used to make $100,000 a year, anyone else can use to lose weight. Specific steps, specific goals. Specific steps, specific things to do. I see Robin's hand is up again. I'm going to open your mic, Robin. I'm sorry, that was Yvonne. Okay, Yvonne, your line is open. Did you have a comment?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm driving, so excuse me. I'm driving talk. Specific step, like I said, desire. But it's writing down the plan and what you're actually going to do with that plan. I read this morning in the Bible, Habakkuk 2 again, and it said write the vision and make it clear. Not only is it for yourself, but it's for someone else. But to have a clear vision, and to have a vision and then to write it down. Sometimes we have it in our head and we don't write the plan down. And everybody knows if you make a plan, you succeed in looking at it. So my number one thing is to get that vision and then write it down. Don't just have it in my head and work off my head. I've tried that. I've been a little successful, but it's not the way a successful person actually acts. So the steps that they take, they actually write that plan down so you can go back and look, you can reference it, you can tweak it. You have something to look at every day. It's just not dealing with your mind, because your mind is full of so many other things. It can get twisted, turned around, and give you something different that you thought that you had and you didn't. So my number one step is writing the vision down. Number two is actually, as I write that vision down, my next step would be to what it takes to accomplish that vision. Find the appropriate step, the appropriate people, and get connected with that. Because someone has most likely what we have done it, attempted, so that somewhere we can find and make those steps a little bit easier. Most of the time we're just trying to put a shine on something. We're not really trying to create. And if we are trying to create because you wrote that plan, the next step is actually to take the step in, and what should I do to put that step into play? Those are my 2 points on that.
Very good. Now, it's my understand that a special wants to make a comment. I'm opening your mic right now. Hello?
Hello?
Mic is open. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Good morning. I'm special. I'm here to share my notes about chapter one, A Think and Grow Rich Desire. What I got from that first chapter was you have to have a burning desire to actually do what you want to do and have a set and definite goal. You can't be afraid to fail either. Every failure brings, well, to be exact from the book, every failure brings with it a seed of an equivalent success. So once you have a definite goal and you know how much money you want to make, you know where you want to go in that specific time frame, and you know what you have to do to get that done, then, like someone said before, you wouldn't be fearless. Fear wouldn't even be in the question, because you're sure of what you want to do and the time frame you want to have it done. So that's what I got from chapter one of Desire.
That was excellent. Can you give us some examples of how you put that in practice?
Say that again.
That was excellent summary. Can you give us a couple of examples of how you actually put any of that in practice?
How I put it in practice?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I make notes and I put it into use, but I make my own notes every day as I read and go along, and Hello?
Well, you know what's very special? What is special about Special talking to us is that she's a high school senior and that she's learning this at this age, to be putting in practice setting goals. It is so important and special. So I just want to make sure that I want to let you know, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on your name, that it is special that you are even with us this morning and that you can tell us that you put these things in practice in your everyday life, even in high school.
Yes, ma'am.
And Sharon.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ann. I just wanted to also mention, if I can, because especially there's our intern at the office, and when you asked her the question about overcoming fear, if she would share her fear of the train and how she overcame that as a part of reading this book. So I just wanted to just ask her if she would share that, because I think it's so very important no matter what age we are. When we have a goal like what Yvonne and Robin talked about, as we use these steps, it's not going to always be easy, and sometimes we're confronted with things in life and work that we have to overcome that we may not realize was a fear. So, Special, if you would be willing to share that as how you overcame that, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
We're listening.
How I overcame my, in the beginning, I did have fear because I could say it had to do a little bit with self-doubt, not sure if I was able or if I could or what will people think or things like that. But as I read, well, first when I met Anne, and then she gave me this book and she spoke to me and she, you know, gave me this book to read and, you know, to take notes and all that other types of stuff, I realized that as I read that I have and I could do more than I thought I could. And I overcame that fear because I've learned how to be more direct, say exactly what I want because I've read chapter one of Think and Grow Rich. I've learned how to not doubt myself. I learned that I could just do more if I put my mind to it. And I've already started to see that transition in myself from when I first began my internship at MCO Construction with Ann McNeil. So this book is truly helping me. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I have to read it and I'm sitting here sharing my notes because it's actually true. I have felt a change and I have been transitioning because of this book. So that's why.
Very good. Thank you. You know, the idea of becoming success consciousness cannot start any earlier. And what's interesting is that you use that to overcome. And now that you know that you can overcome one thing, you will overcome greater things.
Right.
I'd like to, what's interesting is that the book, one of the things that we have stated and over the times in talking about Think and Grow Rich is that it always reinvents itself. It's good in any time. It's good in any environment. It's good in any economic downturn. It's good in any economic upturn. So I think what is important is it talks about that things have changed. It says a new race is about to be run. The stakes represent huge fortunes, which will be accumulated within the next few years. And the rules of the race have changed because we now live in a changed world that definitely favors those who have had little and or no opportunity to win under the existing conditions. Well, he was talking about 1930, but now it's 2016 and the same conditions apply. It doesn't matter if it's 1930 or if it's 2016. We use the book to overcome. So I'd like for one of the ladies or the gentleman of Dallas to kind of talk to us about using that book and realizing when people say, well, you know, it's the economic time. Did you listen to the news last night? They're talking about another downturn. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to overcome? Well, Robin's told us about how she uses things don't change from day to day. Yvonne has told us how she magnetizes her mind. So things are going to come to her regardless of the economic event, because they still come about what they've done, about what they've said. Sometimes it's important not to read the newspaper about the next calamity, but you're looking at the newspaper to find for the next opportunity. And sometimes opportunity can come from a calamity. That's one of the things that it says. The opportunity is a sly thing. It comes in at an unfortunate, or what may appear to be an unfortunate event. I see a lot of callers. I see a lot of listeners. Anyone that would choose to talk, all you have to do is push number one on your line, and I will see your raised hand. And I can open your mic. The book says, of all this demand for new or better things,
Sharon, my apologies. I was trying to come off mute. This is Ann. I did want to share since, well, no one else was able to press their line. So please forgive me, but I would like to just share one quick story of having what appears to be a catastrophe turn out to be a blessing. Is that all right?
Of course it is.
Sure. Okay, and I also want to ask Robin and Yvonne to please press 1 on your phone to let us know you're taking your hand down. So then when you have a question, you can press 1 again and we can see it. And all the other callers, if you want to say something, just press 1 on your dial, please. Thank you. But when I first started my business, the very first time, long time ago, I had a partner because I did not at that time have the construction license. And we had a situation where my, some money was missing. A lot of money was missing to the tune of 6 figures. And needless to say, we were no longer in that business relationship, and it took us a couple of years to resolve and dissolve everything from that. But out of that, I found my God. I found not my mama's God, not my daddy's God, not my pastor's God, but I found Christ in my life and took him as my newfound partner, literally sitting in the seat next to me every single day because my lawyer said I should close the business down. My banker said, I am closing you down. The IRS said that I'm coming after everything you have. Comp said, oh, no more insurance for you. I could go on and on and on about all the things that happened. But my favorite book says that a good name is rather to be chosen than riches and gold. And so all I had was my name, and I had to make it good. So as a result of that, I stayed focused. Every morning, I got dressed in a pair of cowboy boots, pair of jeans, good white shirt, and a jacket. And I met my project managers before they got to their desk every single morning. Now, let me fast forward less than a year later, because I had, at that time, I had 9 schools for Miami-Dade County and no money. My staff stayed with me. Less than a year later, the school board person who was over all the construction introduced me to a multi-billion-dollar construction company who was interested in doing business with them, told them that if they wanted to do business with them, they had to align themselves with a small business, black business, female-owned, and collectively they all thought of me. My point is this. When we look at what appears to be a failure or a problem, in this book, we find encouragement, but in the book, we find the words of life and life abundantly as we just stay focused on what's very, very, very important. So I just wanted to share that because, again, using this book on a daily basis and all of the members that have called in to help support each other, you can have anything in life you want if you are clear about what that is. And if you're willing to do the work. So, Sharon, I just wanted to just share that, and I'll go back up. Thanks.
Okay. There is something else that I wanted to make sure I followed up. We said we started off the show with this, and it was talking about the desire and how desire does not recognize failure. All the signs from the story that Ann just told us said failure to the right, failure to the left. Everyone saw failure, except she didn't recognize it. She didn't see it. And so what she used was everything that we have already read, everything that Robin has talked about, everything that Yvonne has talked about, everything that our special young woman has talked about. And she brought that situation out, and she came forward. Not only did she come forward, she came forward blasting with all barrels blazing. Isn't that wonderful? We have 4 minutes left in the show. So it'd be nice if others can come on and talk to us about it doesn't matter what you see. It's a matter of what you know that you know that you know. It doesn't exactly say it in here in this book, but you can't be a person that operates not only what you see. You have to operate by what you know, what's on the inside. So let's move forward with desire.
Again, Anne has said, press 1. I see that Robin and Yvonne followed instructions well. They have taken their hand down. But remember, if you want to say something, all you have to do is push 1 and your hand raises and we can open your mic so that you can share. What is important, and this is something that Anne said.
Oh, sorry, Sharon. Belinda has her hand up.
Very good. I just now I'm seeing it. Oh, I see you refer it too. I'm opening your mic, Belinda. Very good. Your mic is open.
I just wanted to just thank Anne for that, for sharing that story, because since I started in September, it is definitely, it has been that I've had to learn that I have become, I thought I was very close to you, my God, but I've learned in a different way to rely on to have him in the seat next to me, partnering with me and being guided by the choices, decisions, where I go. The call answered yesterday. She called me just as I finished sending something, and when the call came and she said, come, I knew I was led to, it was go. And I got dressed, and it was a great experience just to be there, made some great contacts. So you do have to do that, and I have learned in a whole different way my relationship with God and being guided by the choices I make, the decisions where I go, and just being very focused in knowing that I get up every day. And that's the first thing I do is I pray that I get up every day with a plan to go out and do something, to make something happen. But I'm also open to being led by hearing where he's saying that I need to go and what I need to do, and being open to that. So I just wanted to say that you wanted to add that, but that was powerful to hear you share that story.
I thought that was powerful. I hope people heard what you said. That you not only have a plan that you follow, that you've written out, but you also have allowed your mind to be open to get that spiritual direction, that new guidance that comes from the infinite. I thought that was important. It's very, very, very important. That was a good point, Belinda. I'm glad you brought that out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I see that Nefreda's hand is up. I'm going to open up your mic, Nefreda.
Well, good morning, the powerhouses of Mastermind. How are you all this morning?
I think we're great. As Anne would say, if we'd be any better, we'd be you.
You better say that. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to receive that in Jesus' name. Listen, I just wanted to call in. For one, I was debating whether or not this was live or Memorex, but it's actually live. So I'm glad to see that it's live. I just wanted to piggyback off of Anne's story and what Linda said, the combination of the two. I really have to tell you that in order to walk this life, you got to walk a life of faith. And when I tell you that Anne, to me, is the poster child for that, she is definitely the poster child for faith. A lot of what she shared about her experience, I was physically there as a witness. And God said, I will have a cloud of witnesses. And I'm telling you, I witnessed her go through exactly what she described. And when I tell you that we walk a life of faith, or we don't walk a life of experience, we need to walk a life of faith in order to get the God experience. And when I tell you that making a plan, realizing that your ladder is leaning up against the wrong wall, I mean, all those things are nothing but God guiding you and leading you to make better choices and decisions so that you can move forward in your life and live the life that he has planned for us through the things that he's already made available. So Sharon and Anne, I know we should be about out of time. I want to thank both of you for taking the time out this morning to come on and share with those of us who are still getting there, who are still making it, who are still trying to make it happen. And I just want to tell you that this is more than an encouragement, but it is a start to the best days of our lives. We have so much to live for and so much to be thankful for. So thank you both so much for sharing. It has been a blessing to listen this morning. I really appreciate you, and thank you, Imelda, for sharing it on Facebook, getting others to listen. More importantly, we just want to give God praise for who he is in our lives. And, again, thank you both so much. I appreciate you allowing me to let me share.
One more thing before you get off, Nefreda. One more thing. Yes, one of the things that we did last week is one of the last things that we did last week is share. You know, not only do we read Think and Grow Rich, not only do we read the book, but there have been other books that have inspired people. I may have caught you off guard, but what is your book that you have read that also inspired you to stay on the road and to achieve what may have seemed impossible?
As a Man Thinketh and Acres of Diamonds. My
Acres
two favorites. Yeah, I read that a long time ago. I think it was like the third or the fourth book that Anne suggested that the group read was Acres of Diamonds. A very powerful book. I don't want to give away any punchlines, but I do suggest anybody who's on the line, I don't think it's still in print, but I'm sure you can go to Amazon and get a copy. It's called Acres of Diamonds. And it's really, in a nutshell, telling you about we are walking over opportunities every single day. We just are not open enough to see them. So he gives a very powerful story. It's a very short book, a very powerful story about how to see the diamonds that you think are weeds. That's basically the best way I could put it in terms of what I put it from the book. And As a Man Thinketh really deals with realizing that whatever you think, you shall bring upon yourself. Whatever you speak, that's what you bring upon yourself. So it just reiterates that point to a much more larger light, if you will. So to me, As a Man Thinketh is a great book to read to re-motivate yourself and re-understand that life is a big bowl of you doing what you need to do and having faith. So I really, really appreciate those two books that Anne suggested that we read, and I did read them. And I must say that outside of the Bible and Think and Grow Rich, Acres of Diamonds and Thinking and As a Man Thinketh were the two that kind of really stuck with me.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. A person that can think on their feet, I appreciate it. And it's also very important. One of the things that I found is that people sharing their best books, they have been on my book list, and I just go back, and as I need a new book, I go and get one of those. And it really is part of the success consciousness process, and it also is sharing, because I don't know who it was that said, we bring the next person on. It doesn't have to be the next youngest person. It is the next person that's ready for an opportunity. So thank you for sharing, Nefreda. Book says, as we continue on our travel, and I'm going to talk because I see that Robin's hand is back up. So I'm going to open her mic because it's possible that she may want to say something.
Robin, do you have another comment? Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the two steps that you were asking for earlier. For me, I had to literally, like, look into the future and create my highest self. Like, I just really went there. What I want to be, how I want to look physically, the car I want to drive. I had to just, again, just go create my highest self and then come back into the future and work it out, basically. And I could say about 6 months ago, Miss Ann, she told me, she says, change my business cards. And she gave me the new name that I should change it to, which is Renew Construction Services. And I can honestly say 6 months when I put the name or the title on my business card, I was not in that capacity, but I am today. So it's like I knew what I wanted. I put it out there, and I just walked right into it. And also, I would think the second step would be really just building that mastermind and surrounding myself with like-minded people. That was it. Actually, those are the comments that I had wanted to share. And last but not least, just really how important desire is, because it truly is the foundation for, you know, life's riches. So, and also just thank you for allowing me to comment on today's show.
Thank you. That was a good comment. I wanted to ask you something. One more thing before the next person raises their hand. Part of Desire says, the turning point in lives of those who succeed usually comes at a moment of some crisis through which they are introduced to their other self. Anne gave us a story about where she was introduced to her other self, where a partner or a person possibly disappeared with money, where she had contracts with no real money to operate on, where the IRS said, we're coming to take everything we have, her banks are going to shut you down, and her accountant said, you can't operate. She ran into her other self. Have you had, give us a when you decide, what was your other self, the one that was going to propel you into the future?
I think it would be, I had an accident back in March of last year. Prior to that, I have a salon and I was, you know, a hairstylist. So I got in an accident and totaled my truck, so I was unable to continue standing for long periods of time. I'm thinking to myself, okay, what am I going to do? But in the back of my mind, I always was fond of construction. Actually, I'm a certified electrician, which is something I did in high school. So, again, that was always there for me. And then I was, of course, my best friend, who's a general contractor. She, you know, we was just talking, you know, Robin, you can do this, and we can do this together. And then she introduced me to NABWIC, and it was as if it was the missing piece of the puzzle. Because also I'm a full-time student studying architectural design and construction building. And honestly, I had no clue what I was going to do in reference to a job or internship. I was lost. So at that time, I got acquainted with Miss Ann, started reading Think and Grow Rich. And with all honesty, that book has given me purpose and actually allowed me or helped me to identify what my purpose is.
Very, very good. It's always good to end when you introduce yourself to the other self, that one that knows that who you are and how you're a force. You are a force in the earth. All right. Thank you, Robin. Pressing on. We still have 5 minutes in the show, but you know what? It is moving so quickly. That was great. Anne has talked to us about this. Now, Freda has talked to us about this. Yvonne has talked about it. And even Robin, the infinite intelligence. It is a strange and varied are the ways of life, and stranger are the ways of infinite intelligence, through which human beings are sometimes forced to undergo all types of troubles. And that sound similar to what Robin just talked about and what Anne just talked about. Trouble and tribulation before discovering their own brain and their own capacity to create useful ideas through imagination. Because of who they were, they yes into the infinite. Because of who they were, they knew that they had a purpose and they pressed on. For Robin had relationships, and those relationships created relationships, and those relationships created other relationships that brought her to the creation of her own business. Yvonne talked about
her creating relationships that took her to another relationship, that took her to another relationship, that took her to a path of making her own money, and Robin the same way. And Anne has already showed us her story. How awesome is that? The infinite has a number of pathways for us to make money, for us to be successful, for us to learn intimately who our other self is. But that other self has no ability to fail, but only the ability to succeed in whatever we do. Succeed at being a mother. Succeed at being a great sister, a great daughter, a great wife, a great lover, a great supervisor, a great business owner, a great contractor. That's who we are. The other self never entertains failure as an option, even when it appears as if there may be a failing event right in front of you. Well, this has been a great day, ladies. And it's been an interesting NABWIC moment. NABWIC and Think and Grow Rich moment. We have a few minutes left, and we can take one more comment if someone chooses to, or else we can go ahead and enter the show, end the show on this thought. There's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. You are never ready for a thing until you believe that you can acquire it. There is a poem in Desire, it's called My Rage. It says, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged it every evening when I counted my scanty store, for life is just an employer. Use you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why you must bear the tax. I worked for a menial hire only to learn dismayed that any wage I'd ask for life would have willingly paid. Every woman in NABWIC, a member, because I believe that there are some men in NABWIC, understand that they are more, that they are willing to have more, that they desire more, that menial hire is not their way, it's not their lifestyle, it's not part of who they are, it's not where they're going, so that they have stood tall and asked life to pay more. That's who the women and the men of NABWIC are. And we thank you, and we will be here next Saturday morning to talk about Think and Grow Rich. We've completed the chapter on desire, and we'll be moving on to the next step of riches. Please tune in, and we'll be talking about faith. Thank you very much.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.